is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Under the Trump administration, there's been a 72% decline in corporate criminal penalties from the Justice Department and a 72% drop in civil penalties against financial institutions. There's been a 62% drop in SEC penalties imposed for illicit profits. Close to 700,000 LGBT Americans are estimated to have undergone conversion therapy, according to a recent report. Since 1996, no state has voted down a minimum wage increase that's appeared on a statewide ballot, a signal of the appeal for raises across the political spectrum. Internal government documents produced in court established that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross pressured the Justice Department to request the citizenship question on the census, not the other way around, as he has been claiming. Negative political ads have increased by 61% since the last term midterm season, according to a recent report from the Wesleyan Media Project. Nationwide, some 6.2 million citizens cannot vote or hold office because they have felony records. Overwhelmingly Republican red counties tend to report higher charitable contributions than Democratic-dominated blue counties, according to a new study on giving. Though their contributions may be lower, Democrats in these counties support more involuntary contributions, or what's called taxes, for social safety net and similar programs. More than 250 antiquarian book dealers in 24 countries say they are pulling over 1 million books off an Amazon-owned site for a week to process the site, abruptly banning sellers from South Korea, Hungary, the Czech Republic, and Russia. The nationwide strike by Unite Here of 23 Marriott International-operated hotels involves 7,700 workers and continues. Under a tariff-free scheme called Everything But Arms, EBA, all Cambodian projects enjoy access to the European market, but are required to respect democratic and humanitarian goals and workers' rights. The EU has notified Cambodia that its practices may end this free ride for its goods. 35,000 drivers in Mumbai for the two biggest ride-hailing firms in India, Uber and Ola, have been on strike over pay decreases from the company. They have won 80% of their demands, including one pay raise, largely because of support from other unions. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.